Thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery and reflection. Dr. Susan Rashid, Rashid Media Productions, and Rashid Publications Media Work are founded on a steadfast dedication to meaningful, original content. Rashid Media Productions and Rashid Publications are dedicated to creating immersive and thought-provoking content that truly resonates with today's audiences. With each piece, we aim to offer work that is intellectually rich, culturally profound, and emotionally resonant. Content that sparks curiosity and inspires genuine connection. Through this unique blend of media, we honor timeless stories and amplify voices that offer fresh perspectives, inviting thoughtful reflection along the way. Our vision extends beyond entertainment. We aim to educate, enlighten, and empower. We are passionate about fostering understanding, advocating for justice, and championing the underrepresented. We are committed to excellence and integrity. We envision a future where our work leaves a lasting, positive imprint on individuals, communities, and society as a whole. In this spirit, we are honored to announce the upcoming production of the following distinguished podcasts: On the Streets, a documentary podcast on homelessness, Having the Last Word Disappear, White Coat Reads, Secrets of Survival, SOS, Practicing Correctional Medicine, Rooted in Health,
Sacred Care, Faith-Based Healthcare Through Time, The Body Beneath, Medicine, Death, and the Power of What We Don't Say, Baking Through Time,
and Moonlight Madness. Each of these projects is conceived with a steadfast dedication to meaningful and original content, and they remain fully protected under the comprehensive scope of United States copyright and trademark law and international IP protections. Dr. Rashid, Rashid Media Productions, and Rashid Publications
extend their sincere gratitude to all who support and respect the creative vision behind this work. We look forward to the future with our audience, one built on shared integrity, inspired storytelling, and a continued commitment to excellence.
Welcome to Secrets of Survival, SOS, the gripping and informative podcast that takes you into the heart of modern medicine's most pressing challenges and extraordinary stories. Here, we explore the pulse of global healthcare, uncovering groundbreaking research, personal narratives, and expert insights that shape the way we care for one another in the 21st century. I'm thrilled to introduce your host, an extraordinary family medicine physician, visionary, an advocate for the medically underserved, Dr. Susan Rashid. In today's episode, Global Healthcare Systems, Models of Delivery Around the World, we will dive deep into how different nations approach healthcare delivery. We'll explore the strengths and weaknesses of various models, from universal healthcare systems to private and hybrid models, and discuss what these systems can teach us about improving access and quality of care for all. Join us for a compelling journey through the dynamic world of healthcare delivery systems. Part 1 will cover the beverage model and the Bismarck model, and Part 2 will cover the National Health Insurance,
NHI, system, and the out-of-pocket system.
Today, we will explore the National Health Insurance, NHI model, and the out-of-pocket model healthcare delivery systems. The National Health Insurance, NHI model, was developed to create healthcare systems that ensure fair, high quality, and efficient care for all. It combines ideas from two other major systems, the beverage model, which funds healthcare through taxes, and the Bismarck model, which relies on insurance-based funding. What are the key features of the NHI model? One, there is universal insurance funded by taxes. Healthcare is funded primarily through taxation, ensuring that everyone is covered, regardless of income or employment status. This approach eliminates financial barriers to accessing care and promotes equity. Two, there is a choice between public and private providers. Patients can choose to receive care from public hospitals and clinics or private providers. This flexibility allows individuals to tailor their healthcare experience based on their preferences. Three, single-payer system. The government acts as a single payer for healthcare services, which reduces administrative complexity. Providers bill one entity, the government, minimizing overhead costs and simplifying the process for patients and healthcare workers alike. 4. Adopted by multiple countries. Countries like Canada, Taiwan, South Korea, and Indonesia have implemented this model, adapting it to meet the specific needs of their populations while maintaining universal coverage. What are the strengths of the NHI model? 1. Universal coverage. The NHI model ensures that healthcare is accessible to all citizens, reducing healthcare disparities and improving public health outcomes. 2. Cost savings. Administrative costs are significantly lower in single-payer systems compared to multi-payer systems. This reduces overhead expenses and makes the system more efficient. 3. Flexibility for patients. The ability to choose between public and private providers enhances patient satisfaction and allows for greater customization of care. And 4. Promotes equity. Universal coverage ensures that access to care is based on need rather than ability to pay, fostering a more equitable healthcare system. So what are some of the challenges with the NHI model? 1. There are long wait times. In some countries, patients face delays for non-urgent services, such as specialist appointments or elective surgeries. For example, Canada's system is known for its long wait times. 2. Budgetary constraints. Since the system relies on government funding, budget limits can lead to rationing of care, prioritizing some services over others. 3. Sustainability concerns. An aging population and rising demand for healthcare services can strain resources, requiring governments to find innovative ways to maintain system sustainability. And then 4, healthcare workforce issues. Ensuring an adequate supply of healthcare workers is a persistent challenge, particularly in rural or underserved areas. Let's explore Canada's introduction of the NHI model. Canada is the second largest country in the world by land area, and this country is located in North America. It stretches from the Atlantic Ocean in the east to the Pacific Ocean in the west and northward to the Arctic Ocean. Canada shares its southern border with the United States. Canada was one of the first countries to adopt the NHI approach. In the 1940s, the province of Saskatchewan, located in the western part of the country, introduced a hospital insurance plan under Premier Tommy Douglas. Saskatchewan's progressive policies ensured that all residents could access hospital care regardless of income. This plan became the foundation for publicly funded health care across Canada. By 1984, the Canada Health Act officially established universal health care nationwide. What are Canada's strengths with the National Health Insurance NHI model? 1. Universal coverage. All Canadian citizens and permanent residents are entitled to healthcare services without direct costs at the point of care. The Canada Health Act mandates equitable access, ensuring that everyone receives medically necessary care regardless of income or employment status. 2. Equity. The single-payer system reduces disparities in healthcare access, particularly for vulnerable populations. Rural and Indigenous populations benefit from tailored programs to address unique healthcare needs. 3. Cost efficiency. Administrative costs are much lower compared to multi-payer systems like in the United States. The single-payer approach eliminates redundant paperwork and simplifies billing. 4. comprehensive and portable coverage. Canadian residents are covered for hospital and physician services across all provinces and territories. The portability principle ensures coverage when individuals move or travel within Canada. And then 5, public satisfaction. Canadians generally express strong support for their healthcare system, which is viewed as a national symbol of equity and shared values. What are the current challenges of Canada's NHI model? 1, long wait times. Canada struggles with prolonged wait times for non-urgent procedures, specialist consultations, and diagnostic imaging. For example, in 2022, patients waited an average of 27.4 weeks for specialist treatment after a referral, according to the Fraser Institute. 2, unequal access in rural areas. Rural and remote communities often lack sufficient healthcare facilities and providers, resulting in limited access to services. Indigenous populations, in particular, face higher health disparities. 3, healthcare workforce shortages. There is a significant shortage of healthcare professionals, including family physicians, nurses, and specialists. Burnout from the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated these shortages, impacting the quality and availability of care. 4, rising costs and sustainability. Canada's healthcare spending continues to grow, fueled by an aging population, increased demand for chronic disease management, and advances in medical technology. This puts pressure on provincial budgets and the tax base. 5, limited prescription drug coverage. Canada lacks a universal pharmacare program, leaving many Canadians to pay for prescription drugs out of pocket or through private insurance. Efforts to establish pharmacare remain politically and financially contentious. And then 6, fragmentation across provinces. While the federal government provides funding and sets national standards, provinces and territories manage the healthcare delivery. This decentralization leads to variations in service quality and access across regions. Canada's NHI model is a globally admired system that prioritizes equity and universal access. However, addressing challenges such as long wait times, rural healthcare gaps, workforce shortages, and rising costs will require innovative policy solutions and increased collaboration between federal and provincial governments. Continued investment in technology, preventive care, and systemic reforms will be critical for ensuring the sustainability and effectiveness of Canada's healthcare system. Let's explore Taiwan's NHI model. Taiwan is an island nation located in East Asia, off the southeastern coast of mainland China. It is separated from China by the Taiwan Strait, and its neighboring countries include Japan to the north and the Philippines to the south. Before 1995, Taiwan had several separate insurance schemes that covered only parts of the population, such as civil servants, military personnel, and workers in specific industries. Many people, particularly those in rural areas or informal employment, were left without health care coverage. In response to growing public demand for universal health care and concerns about healthcare inequities in the system, Taiwan introduced its NHI model in 1995. This reform unified all existing schemes into a single government-administered program, ensuring that nearly every citizen had access to healthcare. The reform also aimed to improve cost efficiency and reduce administrative complexity. What are the strengths of Taiwan's NHI model? 1. Universal coverage. Taiwan's NHI system covers over 99% of its population, ensuring access to essential medical services for nearly every resident. The system's single-payer structure minimizes gaps in healthcare coverage. 2. Administrative efficiency. Administrative costs are exceptionally low, accounting for less than 1% of healthcare expenditures. This efficiency is achieved through centralized management and streamlined processes. 3. Cost control. Taiwan employs global budgeting and negotiates fees with healthcare providers to manage costs effectively without compromising service quality. 4. Advanced health IT infrastructure. Taiwan's smart card system, used by all residents, stores medical records and billing information. This reduces administrative delays, prevents fraud, and ensures seamless access to care. 5. Accessibility and equity. Co-payments are minimal and capped, ensuring financial protection for low-income and high-need populations. The system also reduces barriers to care in underserved areas through subsidies and outreach. And 6. High public satisfaction. Consistently high satisfaction rates are attributed to the affordability, comprehensiveness, and ease of use of the Taiwan NHI system. What are the current challenges of Taiwan's NHI model? 1. Financial sustainability. Rising healthcare costs, driven by an aging population and the increasing prevalence of chronic diseases, are straining the system. The gap between revenue from premiums and healthcare expenditures is widening. 2. The aging population. Taiwan has one of the fastest aging populations in the world. By 2023, over 20% of its population was aged 65 or older. This demographic shift significantly increases the demand for geriatric care, long-term care services, and chronic disease management. 3. Underpaid healthcare providers. Low reimbursement rates for medical services are causing dissatisfaction among healthcare providers. Many healthcare professionals do report burnout and financial stress. 4. Overutilization of services. Minimal co-payments and easy access to care result in high utilization rates, including unnecessary visits and procedures, which strain resources. 5. Limited funding mechanisms. Premiums are calculated based on wages and do not capture other income sources, such as investments, leading to insufficient revenue to cover rising cost. 6. Provider distribution. Urban areas have more healthcare providers and facilities, while rural regions face significant shortages, making access uneven despite universal coverage. And then 7, technological costs. The introduction of advanced medical technologies and treatments increases financial pressures on the NHI system. In conclusion, Taiwan's NHI model is globally recognized for its comprehensive, efficient, and equitable healthcare delivery. However, challenges such as an aging population, financial sustainability, and workforce satisfaction require focused reforms. Innovative solutions that are currently being explored include revising funding mechanisms, investing in geriatric and preventative care, and addressing regional disparities. And these solutions will be essential to ensuring the system's long-term success. So now let's explore South Korea's introduction of the NHI model. South Korea is a nation located in East Asia, occupying the southern portion of the Korean Peninsula. It is bordered by North Korea to the north, the Yellow Sea to the west, and the Sea of Japan, East Sea, to the east. South Korea began implementing its NHI model in 1977 to address the lack of affordable health care for industrial workers and their families. Initially focused on urban workers, the system expanded rapidly due to political pressure and public demand for more inclusive health care. By 1989, South Korea achieved universal health care, extending coverage to rural populations and self-employed individuals. The push for an NHI system was driven by the need to address inequalities in healthcare access, promote economic productivity by ensuring a healthy workforce, and align with the country's broader social and economic development goals. The NHI system also helped stabilize healthcare costs and improve efficiency by centralizing funding and administration. What are the strengths of South Korea's NHI model? One, of course, universal coverage. South Korea achieved universal coverage in 1989, providing all citizens and legal residents with access to medical services through a single-payer system managed by the National Health Insurance Service. Two, cost efficiency. Administrative costs are low due to the centralized nature of the system, making it more efficient compared to multi-payer models. Three, technological integration. South Korea employs advanced technology for electronic medical records and claims processing, improving efficiency and reducing administrative delays. Four, comprehensive benefits. The NHI system covers a broad range of services, including hospital visits, diagnostic tests, prescription drugs, and preventative care. Recent expansions also include mental health services and treatment for chronic illnesses. Five, equity and accessibility. South Korea's NHI system is designed to ensure equitable access to care across income levels. Subsidies for low-income families and rural populations ensure health care remains affordable. And then six, high public satisfaction. Surveys indicate that South Koreans are generally satisfied with their health care system, praising its accessibility, affordability, and quality of care. What are the current challenges of South Korea's NHI model? One, similar to Taiwan, the aging population. South Korea has one of the fastest aging populations in the world. By 2022, more than 16% of the population was age 65 or older. This demographic shift is increasing demand for long-term care and chronic disease management, straining the system's resources. Two, financial sustainability. Rising healthcare costs, driven by increased demand for services and advanced medical technologies, threaten the system's long-term financial stability. The NHIS has faced recurring deficits in recent years. Three, overutilization of services. Easy access and relatively low out-of-pocket costs contribute to overutilization, leading to inefficiencies and unnecessary strain on healthcare facilities. Four, provider reimbursement rates. Healthcare providers often report dissatisfaction with low reimbursement rates, which can affect the quality of care and the desire to continue in the profession. Five, inequalities in regional access. Urban areas are well served with advanced medical facilities. But again, similar to Taiwan, rural regions often face shortages of healthcare professionals and services, leading to disparities in access to care. Six, mental health gaps. While mental health services have been expanding, there is still stigma and insufficient funding that limits access and utilization, especially in rural areas. And then seven, impact of technological advancements. The adoption of cutting-edge technologies, while beneficial for patient outcomes, increases healthcare costs and creates financial pressures on the NHI system. In conclusion, South Korea's NHI model is celebrated for achieving universal coverage and administrative efficiency. However, it faces significant challenges from an aging population, financial sustainability concerns, and regional disparities in access. Addressing these issues will require strategic reforms, such as increasing funding sources, revising reimbursement policies, and investing in rural healthcare infrastructure. South Korea's ongoing commitment to innovation and policy adaption will be critical in ensuring the long-term success of its NHI system. Let's explore Indonesia's NHI model. Indonesia is a Southeast Asian nation located between the Indian and Pacific Oceans. It is the world's largest archipelago, consisting of over 17,000 islands, including major ones like Java, Sumatra, Borneo, shared with Malaysia and Brunei. The country spans a distance of about 5,100 kilometers from east to west, making it one of the most geographically dispersed nations in the world. Indonesia shares maritime borders with countries such as Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Australia. Indonesia launched the JKN program in 2014, and this is managed by the Social Security Agency for Health, aiming to achieve universal health coverage, UHC, by 2024. So what are some of the strengths of Indonesia's NHI model? One, of course, universal coverage goals. Indonesia started the JKN program in 2014, and this is run by the Social Security Agency for Health, and the goal is to provide health care for everyone by 2024. By 2023, it had become the largest single-payer healthcare system in the world, covering over 222 million people. Two, accessibility for low-income groups. The government subsidizes premiums for low-income citizens, ensuring equitable access to healthcare services regardless of income. The PBI scheme provides coverage for over 96 million poor and vulnerable people. Three, comprehensive benefit package. The JKN scheme covers a wide range of services, including inpatient and outpatient care, maternal health, vaccinations, and chronic disease management without significant out-of-pocket payments. Four, innovative digital solutions. The introduction of the mobile JKN app enhances administrative efficiency by allowing members to register, update personal information, pay premiums, and access information about healthcare providers. This innovation reduces bureaucratic delays and improves the user experience. 5. Decentralized healthcare infrastructure. Indonesia's decentralized approach ensures healthcare facilities are spread across the archipelago, providing greater access to remote and rural areas. And then 6, high enrollment rates. The mandatory nature of the JKN scheme ensures high enrollment rates with participation from formal and informal sectors. What are the current challenges of Indonesia's NHI model? 1. Financial sustainability. The JKN system operates under financial strain due to deficits that are caused by rising healthcare costs and inadequate premium collection, especially from informal sector participants. 2. Low premium contributions. Premium rates, particularly for informal workers, are often insufficient to cover the actual costs of healthcare services. Many participants fail to pay premiums regularly, exacerbating the system's financial challenges. 3. Uneven quality of care. While healthcare facilities are widely available, the quality of care varies significantly between urban and rural areas. Many rural regions face shortages of trained healthcare professionals and adequate infrastructure. 4. overutilization of services. Minimal out-of-pocket expenses encourages overutilization of healthcare services, leading to congestion at primary healthcare centers and hospitals and increased strain on the system. 5. Healthcare workforce shortages. Indonesia does face a shortage of doctors, nurses, and specialists, especially in the rural and remote areas, limiting access to high-quality care. 6. Complex geography. Indonesia's geographic nature, with over 17,000 islands, creates logistical challenges for healthcare delivery, especially in remote and isolated regions. And then 7, digital divide. While the mobile JKN app has improved accessibility, many Indonesians in rural areas lack smartphones or reliable internet access, limiting the app's reach. In conclusion, Indonesia's NHI model demonstrates significant progress toward universal health coverage, leveraging innovations like the mobile JKN app and a subsidized premium system for the poor. However, financial sustainability, workforce shortages, and geographic barriers remain key challenges. Addressing these issues will require targeted reforms such as increasing premium collection efficiency, investing in rural healthcare infrastructure, and expanding digital literacy. And therefore, a continued commitment to equity and innovation will be essential to Indonesia to achieve sustainable UHC. Now, let's explore our final healthcare delivery system, the out-of-pocket model. The out-of-pocket model for healthcare delivery is actually one of the most prevalent systems globally, especially in low-income and middle-income countries. Under this model, individuals pay directly for medical services without any intermediaries such as insurance companies or government subsidies. While seemingly straightforward, the implications of this system are profound and far-reaching. So, what exactly is the out-of-pocket model? In the out-of-pocket model, patients bear the full cost of healthcare services at the point of use. This model lacks structured health financing mechanisms like health insurance or government-funded programs. Patients must pay for consultations, treatments, medications, and hospitalizations themselves, making healthcare access highly dependent on financial capacity. Globally, this model is most commonly found in low and middle income countries. These countries include such as India, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. These countries rely heavily on the out-of-pocket expenditures for healthcare delivery. According to the World Health Organization, in 2019, out-of-pocket expenditures accounted for over 60% of total health expenditures in India and more than 70% in Nigeria. And so we're going to go further into this global prevalence of the out-of-pocket model. As previously stated, in India, there's over 62% of healthcare expenses are borne out of pocket, making this a catastrophic situation with health expenditures and a leading cause of impoverishment. While government schemes have aimed to reduce these costs, many Indians still lack access to affordable healthcare services. And then in Nigeria, Nigeria's health financing system relies heavily on the out-of-pocket payment, which accounts for approximately 77% of the total health expenditures in the country. And of course, this is again due to limited government funding and inadequate insurance coverage. And then in Bangladesh, the out-of-pocket health expenditures in this country constitutes around 70% of total health spending. and the absence of universal health coverage exacerbates inequities, leaving many vulnerable populations unable to afford essential care. Before the implementation of the Affordable Care Act in 2010, significant portions of the United States population was very much underinsured or uninsured, forcing them to rely on out-of-pocket payments for health care. Even today, high-deductible plans can leave individuals paying substantial amounts out-of-pocket. While the benefits of the out-of-pocket model are not so many, a few can be explored that it is rather simple. The absence of intermediaries reduces administrative complexities and cost. The model is very transparent. Patients do pay for services directly, creating a clear link between cost and the care received. And there is a form of market responsiveness. In theory, this model promotes competition among providers, and this could potentially lead to some cost reductions. But obviously, there's much greater drawbacks of the out-of-pocket model. And one, most importantly, is the limited access to health care. Many individuals cannot afford necessary treatments, which obviously leads to delayed care and worse health care outcomes. In Nigeria, over 50% of the population forgoes health care due to cost. Two, catastrophic health expenditures. A single hospitalization can plunge families into poverty. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 100 million people globally are pushed into extreme poverty annually due to the out-of-pocket healthcare costs. And then health inequities. This model disproportionately affects low-income and marginalized populations, exacerbating disparities in health outcomes. In conclusion, the out-of-pocket model remains a significant barrier to equitable healthcare access globally. While it is simple in design, its impacts are far-reaching, often leading to financial hardships and health inequities. The nations that implement this model should truly understand its implications and explore viable alternatives, as it is crucial for creating more inclusive healthcare systems. Now let's explore a detailed analysis of the United States healthcare delivery model system. The United States operates a complex hybrid healthcare delivery system that incorporates elements of the four primary global healthcare models: the Beveridge model, the Bismarck model, the National Health Insurance model, and the out-of-pocket model. This unique combination reflects the nation's socioeconomic diversity, political structure, and historical evolution of healthcare. The United States of America is a large and diverse country located primarily in North America, with territories extending into the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean. Its geographic, economic, and cultural diversity significantly influences its healthcare delivery system. The United States is bordered by Canada to the north, Mexico to the south, the Atlantic Ocean to the east, and the Pacific Ocean to the west. The country includes 50 states, one federal district, Washington, D.C., and five inhabited territories, example, Puerto Rico, Guam. The total land area is approximately 9.8 million square kilometers, making it the third largest country in the world. There are over 330 million people, making it the third most populous country globally. Roughly 83% of the population lives in urban areas, while rural areas often face challenges in healthcare access. In the Northeast and the Midwest part of the United States, there are higher density of healthcare facilities and providers due to urbanization and established infrastructure. In the South, there are higher rates of uninsured populations and chronic illnesses, with many states not fully expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. In the West, there are innovative healthcare models and policies, especially in states like California, but rural areas face access challenges. And then in rural areas nationwide, there are limited healthcare infrastructure, provider shortages, and longer travel times to access healthcare. Climate ranges from Arctic in Alaska to tropical in Hawaii in Florida does influence healthcare needs. Examples include respiratory diseases in areas with poor air quality or infectious diseases in humid climates. So there are some climate and environmental considerations to take into context when considering healthcare access and services in the United States of America. Let's explore the beverage model system in the United States. The beverage model is characterized by government-funded and government-delivered healthcare, and this is evident in the United States through the Veterans Health Administration, VA, and the Indian Health Service, IHS. The VA provides healthcare services to eligible military veterans. It is a fully integrated public system funded by federal taxes, where healthcare providers are government employees. Services are offered free of charge to qualified individuals. The strengths of this, of course, is high quality, specialized care for veterans with chronic and service-related conditions. The challenges, of course, are long wait times and funding shortfalls, as highlighted in a report by the Government Accountability Office in 2023. The Indian Health Service, IHS, delivers healthcare to American Indians and Alaska Natives through government-operated facilities. The strengths of this are focused healthcare that is tailored to specific cultural and demographic needs of the Native American population. The challenges are chronic underfunding and resource shortages can lead to disparities in health outcomes. Let's explore the Bismarck model in the United States healthcare delivery system. The Bismarck model is evident in the United States through employer-sponsored health insurance plans, which covers nearly half of the population. Employers and employees jointly finance insurance premiums, and services are delivered by private providers. While this model in the U.S. is not government-run as it is in Germany and other European countries, these plans are subject to federal and state regulations. The strengths of this model is that there is a broad access to insurance for employed individuals and their families with relatively low out-of-pocket costs for routine care. The challenges for this model is that healthcare coverage is tied to employment, leaving individuals vulnerable during job transitions or economic downturns. Now let's explore the national health insurance model in the United States. The United States has a Medicare system that reflects a national health insurance, NHI model, where the government acts as a single payer for healthcare services for individuals that are aged 65 and older, as well as those with specific disabilities. The strengths of this model in the USA is that it provides universal coverage for eligible populations, ensuring access to essential healthcare services. Administrative simplicity is present compared to private insurance, leading to cost efficiencies. The challenges of this model in the USA is the sustainability concerns due to an aging population and rising healthcare costs. gaps in coverage, such as the need for supplemental insurance for services like dental, vision, and long-term care, is apparent with the Medicare system in the United States NHI model. And then there's a significant portion of the United States population that utilizes the out-of-pocket model. And these are the people that have no insurance, and therefore they rely on the out-of-pocket payments for healthcare. And so the impact this has is that financial barriers leads to healthcare disparities and access to care, with low-income individuals disproportionately affected. Approximately 8.6% of the United States population remains uninsured in 2022, according to the United States Census Bureau, often delaying or avoiding necessary health care. What are the unique features of the United States healthcare system? One, privatization. The United States healthcare system is predominantly privatized, with private insurers and healthcare providers playing a central role. This allows for competition, driving innovation and technological advancements. However, it also contributes to administrative inefficiencies and high costs. Two, mixed payers. The United States employs a combination of public programs, including Medicare, Medicaid, CHIP, and private insurance, creating a fragmented system that varies significantly across states and demographics. And then three, high expenditure. The United States spends more on healthcare than any other nation, accounting for 17.8% of GDP in 2022, yet lags behind in health outcomes such as life expectancy and infant mortality. What are the challenges in the United States healthcare system? One, lack of universal coverage. Despite reforms such as the Affordable Care Act, millions remain uninsured or underinsured. Two, inefficiency. Administrative costs account for nearly 8% of total healthcare spending, significantly higher than in countries with single-payer systems. Three, disparities in healthcare access. Socioeconomic, racial, and geographic disparities persist, with rural and minority populations often facing significant barriers to healthcare. And then four, cost burden. Rising healthcare costs strain both individual households and the federal budget, with an increasing share of income dedicated to healthcare expenses. In conclusion, the United States healthcare delivery system is a multifaceted structure that reflects the country's diversity and values. Incorporating elements of the Beveridge, Bismarck, national health insurance, and out-of-pocket models, it delivers both opportunities and challenges. While its innovation and advanced medical technology are unmatched, significant barriers remain in ensuring equitable access, cost efficiency, and improved healthcare outcomes. Addressing these challenges will require bold reforms, collaboration, and a commitment to health equity for all. As we bring this two-part exploration of global healthcare delivery models to a close, I invite you to reflect on the intricate systems that sustain the health of billions around the world. These models, whether grounded in universal accessibility, employer contributions, single-payer efficiency, or direct payments, each tell a story of human resilience, innovation, and the enduring quest for equity in healthcare. In part one, we delved into the foundational frameworks of the Beveridge and the Bismarck model. And in part two, we explored the foundational frameworks of the National Health Insurance NHI, and the out-of-pocket models. We examined how these systems serve as blueprints, shaping how care is delivered, financed, and experienced across nations. In part two, we also turned our gaze to the United States, a nation where all four models intersect in a unique and complex hybrid system. We explored the remarkable diversity in access, the challenges posed by geography and socioeconomic disparities, and the pressing need for reform to ensure that no one is left behind. Through this journey, one truth becomes clear. The way we deliver healthcare reflects not only our priorities, but also our values as a society. Every model, every decision, carries with it the potential to transform lives, reduce suffering, and inspire progress. Thank you for joining me here on the Secrets of Survival SOS podcast and on this thought-provoking journey. Until next time, stay curious, stay compassionate, and above all, stay committed to the survival and well-being of all.
With heartfelt gratitude, we extend our sincerest thanks to each of you who has joined us on this journey. Your support fuels our commitment to bringing these stories to life, touching hearts, minds, and souls. Together, we are building a legacy of insight, empathy, and inspiration. For all thoughtful inquiries, questions, or feedback, you are cordially invited to correspond by mail at Rashid Media Productions, LLC. 3389 Sheridan Street, number 552, Hollywood, Florida, United States of America, zip code 33021.
You may also reach us by email at rashidmediaproductions@gmail.com.
Your inquiries shall be received with due regard and reviewed by the esteemed board of Rashid Media Productions and Rashid Publications. To ensure a respectful and productive exchange, we kindly request that your correspondence includes your full name, mailing address, accurate contact information, a brief CV, and a short biography to enable our board to consider your inquiries, questions, and feedback thoroughly. We also ask that all communications reflect the professionalism and respect that define our organization. We extend our sincere gratitude for adhering to these standards, which uphold a respectful and dignified exchange as we pursue this journey together. Your positive engagement and thoughtful presence are invaluable to us as we explore profound insights and meaningful connections. Together, we are building a legacy of insight, empathy, and inspiration.
To our growing audience, thank you. From bustling cities and charming small towns, from coastlines, mountains, and deserts, from every corner of the globe, you have joined us, supported us, and helped our vision reach heights we once only dreamed of. We are humbled by your presence and proud to call this a truly global community. This journey has only just begun, and we warmly invite you with us. Thank you for being a part of this legacy. Until we meet again, we extend our deepest gratitude for your commitment to this shared path.